First, I just want to say that Purim is upon us, Sunim Mitzvah Hashem, and this is a formal invitation to each and every one of you, Befrat, not just Becholos, to come to Woodmere, come join us by Suda at my house. Every single one of you is welcome, B'Lev Shalim, to join us this year, Mitzvah Hashem. Just let us know so we can prepare. Or you could just stop it. So the MS today really begins the whole avodah of Purim. If a person didn't begin from Rosh Chodesh Adar, then Zayin Adar is a good day to begin. Zayin Adar, the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the birthday of Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know the Gemara tells us that Haman was very happy. He was very happy that the poor, that the goyrel, that it fell out in Chodesh Adar, because it's the p'tir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Little did he know, the Gemara says, that this is also the day of the Leidas Moshe. Leidas Moshe means very good things for Klal Yisrael. I want to get into the oimek of that chazal right now. But just to note that Moshe Rabbeinu plays a very important role in the whole nes of the Megillah, as is mavur from many midrashim from the Zohar Kaddish. And Sang Yaakov Riveni is something very, very special. Moshe Rabbeinu was born Zayin Adar. So if we count the bris, 8 days towards the bris of Moshe Rabbeinu, so when would the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's bris fall out? Huh? That's what? Not really. Because you count the seventh day itself, so it's Yadal.
Right.
That's Purim. What's the kash in that? Moshe Rabbeinu's bris was on Purim, b'char. What?
He didn't have a bris.
He was born mahal. However, there's a halacha that if a baby is born mahal, there's a din called toughest down bris. So I forget who Yaakov Rini brings this b'shem. But he writes that in the schar and in the schus of the toughest down bris maisha b'nei Yisrael is also not so important. It's major. That means to say, then in the schus of bris mila, b'nei Yisrael was zeichet ha'atzala. Goes very nice with the Medrash. Medrash says that Bishas Hatzara says that Eliyahu Navi was in a panic and he tried to wake up the Avos. Didn't work. And he came and he said, who's going to help us, Bishas Hatzara? He went and he knocked on the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Eliyahu Navi, this gzeir against the Nisel, is it chasuma bedam or chasuma betet? Has it been sealed in tit? Or chasuma bedam? So he said, let me check. It's chasuma betit, but not chasuma bedam. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if that's the case, there's a chance. If there's somebody down below who I can be mekasher myself to, we could be Poyel Yeshua, and Eliyahu says, yes, there's a man named Moshe, Mordechai. Yishehu dihoi b'shushan abir, it's Mordechai. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if that's the case, Mordechai lamata v'ani lamala. Together we'll be Poyel Yeshua for B'nai Yisrael. You could perhaps say that the reason why it was chasuma betit, and not chasuma bedam, was because it was in the schus of the hatafas dam b'rims of Moshe, that it protected the gzeir of min chasum b'dam. Because what is chasum? Bris mila is called chasum. Val brischa shchasam to b'vsareinu. So the chasima of Moshe, the bris of Moshe, which was done through hatafas dam, was matzil, that the gzeir against the yidim shouldn't be chasum b'dam. Only chasum b'tet. So goes very nicely with the Kitzer Al-Shech brings B'Shem the Ralbak, a major chiddush in Matanis of Yoinim. He says, why do we give Matanis of Yoinim on Purim? Because it's L'Ilei Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. L'Ilei Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is, L'Ilei Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, that was on Zion Adar. The Torah says, no. That since there's a Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu from Zion Adar until Purim, so Mamela, this period which has begun today until Purim, which is Allah Hachana for Purim, is all like a Gilui of Nishmas Moshe, which is bringing us to that state called Purim. And in fact, when we drink on Purim, Chayivinish Lebesume Ad Layada Bein Ara Haman LeBaruch Mordechai. So the meaning of drinking Adel Layana is to reach that place which is called V'loyada Yishas Kvurasai. It's to reach the Nakuda of Moshe Rabbeinu. That we're trying to be Megale, the Nakuda Sanafesh, which we have, which is called Bechinas Moshe. In these days, from the Leida of Moshe, which Hama was unaware of, which was the cause of the Yeshua, until Purim, it's Allah Hachana, for that moment of Adol Yada, the Megala, this Nakuda called the Ish Layada Eskvirasai. We find that it says in Sefer Devarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, you remember that which Bilam and Balak plotted against you? Vayafech Hashem Elokecha Saklala Levracha, and Hashem overturned that klal into being a bracha. And the idea is, here is a remez to the Nes of Purim. Because in the same way that Haman and Achashverosh conspired against the Yidden, they were following the footsteps of Bilam and Balak. The Bilam and Balak, they tried to curse the Yidden. And all of those klalos turned into brachos. And they conspired against Klal Yisrael in a way that they tried to be machshel them with Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos in the same way that Achashverosh and Haman did. As the Gemara says, Mipnei ma nischai v'u senen shlo yisrael kli v'sador. Why was there a gzeir against the Jewish people at that time? Because they were mishtachav l'tzelem, and they were nena misudas Achashverosh, and the Mepharshim explained based on the Medrash, being nena misudas Achashverosh means Arayos. That Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos is what this king and his advisor, Achashverosh and Haman, followed suit in that king and his advisor, Balak and Bilam. Vayafech Hashem Elokecha Saklal Levracha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu overturned that plot, that Ara into a Bracha, in the same way that we say Ara Haman and Baruch Mordechai in Purim. With this we can explain, I think, the etymology of a very interesting word which we have in the Gemara. The word Adrabba. Interesting word. Adrabba means pumfakert, right? It means just the opposite. But the word Adrabba comes from the word Adar. Because it says in Megillah, HaChodesh Asher Nepach, the Chodesh itself, the whole Chodesh is Nepach, from Yaga and L'Simcha Me'evil Yomtev. So therefore, if there's an Adar Ba, if there's an Adar in something, then it has the Koyach of being Mahap. But the real Nekudas HaMahapich of Chodesh Adar, it could be said, comes from Zayin Adar. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayafech Hashem Elokecha And this is Merumas in the Pasuk. Le'ahidim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar. Le'ahidim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sasan. Oira, zu taira. To remes to Moshe. Simcha is the osios ches Moshe, the 8 days Moshe's mila. And in Chazal say, sasan zu mila. But more than that, Oira is Gematria Zayin Adar. So therefore, Lefidim Haisa Oira means Oira Zayin Adar, Simcha is Ches Moshe, Sasan is Mila. Not only is Oira Gematria Zayin Adar, but even the Lashon we quoted from before, Vayahafich Hashem Alokacha, is Gematria Zayin Adar. And Adar Abba is Gematria Zayin Adar. Because the koyach of Adar Abba is tamar in the day of Zayin Adar. And in fact, there's only once in all of Maseches Megillah the word Adar Abba is used. It's on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, going on the Mishnah, maybe the Braisa quoted later, I believe. The lashon of the Gemara is that Af al pi, that even though Kriyas and Megillah were Magdimin, so Matanas of Yoinim are also were Magdim. So the Gemara says, Af al pi, Adrabah, Mishum hachi, because we push Kriyas and Megillah earlier, that's why Matanas of Yoinim goes earlier. Because the Aniyim are looking forward to Mikra Megillah. But it's a din of Matanas Avyonim. As we said before, the whole Inyan of Matanas Avyonim is an Inyan of Aliyas Nesham of Moshe Avinu. That's the Adar Abba of Maseches Megillah. But there has to be an Adar Abba of Maseches Megillah. It has to be somewhere in Maseches Megillah. Because the Kol Koyach of Adar Abba is a Koyach which is connected to the month of Adar and to the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu Zayin Adar. And that's really what we're hoping for. That in this Tkufa from Zayin Adar until Purim. It's an Indian of Hiskashus to Moshe Rabbeinu. That although the Torah says, V'ish lo yodes kvirasei, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, the emes is that it's Neskala and Purim that Moshe Rabbeinu is buried within every single Jew. That's what Pinchas Karzer says, that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'yasafta elamecha. V'yasafta elamecha, says what Pinchas Karzer means, that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to be buried in your people. That Moshe Rabbeinu is buried within Klal Yisrael. As Chazal say, Moshe is shakel connected Klal Yisrael. He's buried within us. And the Tchiyas HaMeisim, as Moshe Rabbeinu has, as we know, Oz Yashir is Tchiyas HaMeisim in HaTorah. Oz Yashir Moshe, that Shiras Moshe comes out within every Jew at the Sudas Purim. That if a Jew has the Siyata D'Shemaya, beginning with Zayin Adar and these days of Hachana until Purim, the great tzchai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him is that if he drinks, you know, what Chazal understand to be Adal Liyada, and it doesn't mean if I say that a person, you know, loses his kalim and he's the winner, that he drank, you know, he was the biggest shikar on Purim. And he was mamash makayim Adal Liyada. That's not the case. Is it a Jew that he drinks Lashma? Lashma is Osios Lamaisha, that he drinks in a way that he wants to be Megala Nishmas Yisrael. That he wants to have a real taste of Nishmas Yisrael. That his kashas to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why many tzaddikim, b'shas tashtia, they were just Torahs, they were like Mayanim Shal Torah. Like one vart after another vart. Like Rav Huttner, I mentioned recently, Rav Huttner used to pop a drink and then another Torah would come out. Samarav would drink and then another Torah would come out. They were like it was his galas of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shayra Shal Torah. Kimu bekiblu hayehudim. The Zayah says kimu is balashin yachid. There's missing a vav. The Zayah says that's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. That every Jew on Purim has what's called a kimu bekiblu hayehudim. That there's a Kabbalah satayra. It's megal and kudas Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's mekabel Torah. Can't even imagine what that means. Hashem Yisbach should help us, and in these days of Hachana, we should have the Siyata D'Shemayat, Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sayoyim, Ketikunam, Kehilchasam, Shall have his kashas to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the schos of a tafestan bris of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we would have thought nothing of. Probably our whole lives, if not for Yaakov Rabbeinu telling us that every single thing is gecheshben. It's not just that Moshe Rabbeinu is born in Zion Adar. But what's the impact of that? What's the because of that, now what? That there's a tafestan bris which takes place on Adar, that set the stage. There was a reshim of Moshe Rabbeinu's reshima from the Bris Mila, which is already hachana. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was mocked in the refuah lamaka. Not just with the shkolim, like the Gemara says, but even things like this that go under the radar. Who would have thought that there was hatafasan b'samash leviyat Hakadosh Baruch Hu has that into the chesh? And already from Mitzrayim, it was already foreseen that there should be Yeshua because of this hatafasan b'samash. Okay, b'shvi zeicha, to be able to do the avodah b'shleimus and give Hashem nachas ruach. To the Shema and to Bezecha to the Liskashras, to Bezecha, Ashahaya, who she had the Zayah Zaz, which she gave us Maisha, to Mikhaim, Mikhaim, and Mashach, to Tina, and Mayav, and Mayav. Amen.